Get ready for a serious dose of cold the next couple of days. On average, temperatures are typically in the 40s this time of year across Wisconsin, but we're not going to get close to that for at least the next few days. And it's not just Wisconsin. The National Weather Service says 148 daily record lows could fall this week across a good chunk of the country. So areas that got snow today, especially in southern and far northern Wisconsin, are going to be stuck with it for a while. The calendar's not wrong. It really is only November 11th. So what happened to fall and what might actual winter have in store for us? Jonathan Erdman is a Milwaukee-based senior digital meteorologist with weather.com and a contributor to the Weather Channel podcast. John, good to have you back on Central Time.
It's great to be with you.
Now, I get Wisconsin, John. I generally don't allow myself to complain about snow in Wisconsin. Am I allowed to complain about repeated snow in November in Wisconsin?
Rob, I think we're going to have to give everybody a pass on the complaints right now. This is really something. To have had this much snow, this many days of snow so early in the season, before we even hit mid-November, is pretty impressive.
What's going on? Why are we getting so much autumn snow?
Well, Rob, the problem is you have to point up to the jet stream, first of all, and that's the general storm track of how weather systems move across the United States. And when the jet stream takes a really strong southward plunge into the central and western United States, generally that brings a lot of cold Canadian air southward, and that's certainly been the case in October and particularly over the last few weeks into November in the upper Midwest. And so that's brought the cold air, and then you bring the storm track right over that cold air, and you have a recipe for the rounds of snow that we've seen basically over the last 2 weeks.
So this stuff usually would have been rain if it weren't for this jet stream.
Yeah, usually so. There were some areas in general to the west of us, say over the Rockies and over the High Plains and say parts of, say, North Dakota that, October snow would be more typical. But unfortunately, this cold air has made it this far south and east so that what might normally be rain here ends up being snow, and you have what we have.
And Wisconsin is not the only place that's getting a taste of winter weather in the autumn, right? This is happening across a lot of the country.
Yeah, in fact, right now we're tracking one of the most impressive cold fronts for this time of year that we've seen in some time that's going to bring hundreds of daily record lows through not just the Midwest, but also deep into the south, all the way to the Gulf Coast this week. And associated with that Arctic plunge, we're expecting accumulating snow as far south as Nashville, Tennessee, St. Louis and Cincinnati would be their first snow of the season. So, yeah, we're not alone in this, and in some of those areas, it's quite early for them.
What is pulling the strings on the jet stream? What determines how far south it goes?
Well, in this case, I think we have a couple of items in play. First and foremost, we have this northward bulge of the jet stream that's over the eastern Pacific Ocean or just off the west coast. If you remember hearing about the wildfires that we've seen in the last several weeks in California, that same pattern has been keeping California so dry. And what happens is when you bulge the jet stream north in one part of the world, to the east of that northward bulge, it has to dive south. So, the parts of the western United States will actually trend much warmer over the next few days because of that northward bulge of the jet stream. But because we're east of that, we get the cold and snowy part of that jet stream amplification, if you will. So we're just dealing with this cold and snow part of that jet stream pattern.
If it's happening like this so far, is this a sign of things to come throughout the winter, that it's going to be a particularly cold and snowy winter, or is this not a predictor?
Well, sometimes these persistent patterns can show up again and again and again over a certain winter period. Our seasonal forecasters with the weather company are thinking that it could be kind of a bookended winter here in the upper Midwest. In other words, obviously starting out cold and snowy, then we get a little bit of a respite, say in December, maybe into early January. And then, say, from late January through March, we could have another rather cold period of time, which sounds pretty familiar. That's basically what happened last year. We had a bit of a respite, and then all of a sudden we had the whole polar vortex cold outbreak in late January, and March and even April were frustratingly cold. So that seems to be the general thinking for this winter.
Talking to John Erdman, based in Milwaukee. He's a meteorologist with weather.com, looking at You guessed it, the weather, lots of snow, early snow here in Wisconsin. John from the Vantage Point of Wisconsin, people might say, wait, what about global warming? Is this proof that it isn't really happening? We've got snow, cold weather in October, November?
Well, it seems pretty bizarre to say, but actually these type of cold outbreaks can still happen when the overall planet is warming. And the reason that's the case is, I remember earlier we were talking about the jet stream buckling north and south. In a warming climate, what the climate scientists are telling us is that we can expect more of these wacky, amplified roller coaster jet stream patterns. So while if you look at the planet's temperatures on any given day, you'll see there'll be areas that'll be warmer than average and colder than average. So there could be small pockets where their temperatures are colder than average, say over the Midwest, as we're seeing right now. But when you look at a global perspective of it, there's just an awful lot of temperatures warmer than average. So we can still get cold outbreaks and periods of snow like this, but that doesn't, that doesn't mean there isn't global warming going on. It's just that we happen to be one of the unlucky few that are seeing that cold right now.
Zooming back in on Wisconsin, we've got this cold snap happening now. What are you watching for over the next week or so with the Wisconsin weather?
Well, Rob, I like to give a little glimmer of advice. I don't want it to, if you're tired of cold and snow already, I like to give a little bit of good news here. So we do have a little bit more light snow coming in on Wednesday. That should be lighter than what we've seen right now. But in general, the cold will very slowly ease off, we think, in the upper Midwest, including Wisconsin, starting early next week. So we should start to see some less cold air start to work its way from the northern plains. And we should really, this week will be the worst of it as far as, temperatures highs in the teens and 20s in parts of Wisconsin Tuesday and Wednesday. But hopefully by next week, we should see that cold air ease off a bit from the kind of record cold that we're seeing this week.
And John, we saw some news from the National Weather Service that made us think of you, wanted to ask you about it. The Weather Service announced they're going to issue snow squall warnings, things like a tornado or severe thunderstorm warning. But for winter stuff, what's up with these new warnings?
Yeah, this is a really good idea that's been implemented by the Weather Service. And, basically what a snow squall is think of a really brief period of maybe an hour of snow of whiteout conditions or almost whiteout conditions, heavy snow, and then it stops. That's called a snow squall. And the concern the Weather Service has, and we've seen this time and time again in other parts of the Ohio Valley Midwest over the years, is this snow squall may only produce, say, a dusting or maybe an inch of snow, but it comes down in such a quick burst that the visibility's lowered dramatically, so all of a sudden you can't see well on the roads. And if it does come down that heavily for just a short period of time, it can accumulate on the roads, and all of a sudden the roads become slick, and you get these chain reaction multi-car pileup accidents. So this is an effort by the Weather Service to say, well, okay, it may only be an inch of snow, but it could fall over an hour or two, and this could be dangerous to drive in. So if you hear of a snow squall warning, the best thing to do is just delay your travel if you can, or just pull well off the road. Go get something to eat maybe, and just kind of wait it out until that snow squall passes.
And John, as we wrap up, last week was Winter Weather Awareness Week here in Wisconsin. That would usually be out ahead of the winter weather. It came a little late this year, it turned out. But any basic thoughts on how we can keep safe with this and future snowstorms?
Yeah, I think the bottom line is, and it's real simple advice, is when you're driving, just slow down. Just increase your following distance with the car in front of you. You can be 30 seconds or a minute late to whatever you need to be, or even much longer than that. So, just slow down. Leave your following distance greater between the vehicle ahead of you. And then as far as forecasts are concerned, snowfall forecasts can change, as you probably noticed, from the time where you first hear it's going to snow, three or four days from now, up to the time where it begins to snow. So check back with your forecast, either through local media or your National Weather Service, for updates on the snowfall forecast, because that can change.
John, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Jonathan Erdman is a Milwaukee-based senior digital meteorologist with weather.com and a contributor to the Weather Channel podcast. We talked to them about the early start to winter we've been experiencing in Wisconsin and what it could mean for the actual winter season coming up.